Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Black people, white people, Asians, Hispanics, Jews, Christians, all working together.
Why are you here?
Today is a very special day.
Why is today a special day?
It's National Thank You Day.
I, for one, can't say thank you enough.
I can't thank you enough.
Well, I guess you can try.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank God I heard your voice and you're back and thank you, thank you.
Or should I say thank you?
Happy National Thank You Day.
How do you want to celebrate?
Say thank you.
I say thank you.
Showtime. Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up along with our executive producer, Morty. It is 6:06. Carla, it is Tuesday morning, show number 1,963. And we say thank you for listening and continuing to wake up with us every morning.
Yes. Yes.
A big thank you to you.
Absolutely, man. So, absolutely.
And a little bit of a hockey hangover this morning.
Oh, man. I know. I fell asleep sad. I was very sad last night when I fell asleep.
I still have a headache.
It just, I felt so bad for them. I really did.
But there's always next season.
In a minute, in about 5 minutes, it starts.
It's going to start in a couple of months or something like that. John Schaefer next hour. We'll talk more about that. The VGK, of course, bounced from the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Oh, we'll talk about it, all right.
3-2 overtime loss to the Dallas Stars. So,
yeah.
All right. How many times? I know. I thought for sure we would come in all excited and wear the gear. And
I know. But, well, I think they were. But, man, that it's tough to come into that knowing that you have to win three.
I have so much to say, and I'm not going to say one thing.
Yeah,
we can talk about it later. We should talk about it later. Are you kidding? It's our hometown team.
Jelly Donut.
No,
yes.
Man, yeah, let's definitely.
We'll
Why
open
not?
Up the phone lines and let everybody whine and cry.
Oh, yes. Everybody knows how we could have won. Jeez.
Sunshine hazy today. Hazy. I am 99. Plenty of sunshine tomorrow. High 102, 75 now. Let's do it.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Yeah, people in California are going hazy. You guys are so cute. That's so cute.
You want hazy?
In Las Vegas. That's so cute. Well, Carol Baskin made her big debut on Dancing with the Stars last night. She wasn't great. But the family of her supposedly dead husband, Don Lewis, ran an ad during the show. Oh, man, snap. Offering a $100,000 reward for information on his disappearance. It was very weird. It was very, very weird. Kate Hudson and her brother Oliver have a podcast. It's actually pretty good. I've listened to it. It's called Sibling Rivalry. And on their latest episode, some of the Kardashians were on. Here's some of the things that came out.
Who's the worst at keeping secrets of all
Kim.
Of you guys?
Kim.
Who's the most laid back?
Kylie's pretty laid back.
If there was a stoner, who would it be?
Kendall.
Kendall?
I am a stoner.
Really?
Yeah, no one knows that. So that's the first time I've ever really said anything out there.
Wow.
Kendall's the stoner. Somehow, I thought it'd be Rob, but he wasn't there. So I don't, Rob. Poor Rob. And Taylor Swift sent a hand-embroidered blanket to Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom for their new daughter, Daisy, with a little note that said, hope it's one she drags around for years till it becomes an unrecognizable shred that she keeps in her pocket as a teenager. I basically did that with a blanket. Well, Katy loved it. Daisy loves it. She posted some pictures. Now, presumably Taylor embroidered it herself. It looks hand-done. It looks kind of wonky, though, the embroidery. So, you know, at least she has that little singing career to fall back on. But, yeah,
Do you really think she did it?
Yeah, I do.
I think
it's
she
really,
did.
Yeah, did you see it?
Yeah, and
it looks,
she had a lot of time to do it, too.
Yeah, she's got, listen, she, you know, she's...
Okay.
She's got number one on the chart. She's made billions. Yeah, she can take like an hour to hand embroider. It looks hand embroidered. I don't know that I would have admitted it if I were her. It's just
it looked
look
like the Michaels
looking.
Kit that you go and buy and you just
yeah. It didn't look, but it's kind of bunching and stuff. So you know what? But good for her for doing it. That is my take for now. Sponsored by D.R. Horton, America's builder and equal housing opportunity builder.
Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters has been going on back and forth with a challenge, drum challenge, with this little 10-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Nandy.
Nandy.
Yeah, Nandy. So the latest challenge has been set forth by Dave Grohl, who actually wrote a song for this girl.
Yeah, actually, he lost, apparently. Apparently, he lost the last challenge.
And wrote
her the song.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't believe he lost a challenge, but okay.
But that's what he says.
Challenge, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is a song written by Dave Grohl of the Foo Fighters for this 10-year-old little Nandy who's become a viral sensation. And, with Dave not doing much, I guess he has a lot of time on his hands. But listen to this. Dave Grohl's daughters that are singing in the background.
Yeah. The Grohlettes, yes.
Yeah, the Grohlettes.
Is that something?
It's so cool.
He's been going back and forth with his 10-year-old Nandy.
Yeah.
Who just put it out there, and he accepted, and it's gone on to this.
Love it. I love the way he plays.
Yeah. Okay. Plays very hard.
Yeah.
Very hard.
Yeah.
So that's the big Nandy song from Dave Grohl. The Foo Fighters. Your first chance to win. We have a giveaway that we have another DVD, Blu-ray DVD package, the movie 1917. And enjoy a curbside to go, if you'd like, at Fleming's Prime Steakhouse. Chance to win. We'll tell you how in about 6 minutes.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show. Wake me up. This train is off the tracks.
How many times can you say 96.3 KKLZ within 10 seconds? Say it and win with the Mike and Carla Morning Show a little bit later on this morning. 8:40, we'll do that. 6:38 now, another Blu-ray DVD package. The new movie, 1917. Well, not new movie, it's been out. But
yeah, great movie.
Add it to your collection. Plus a digital download.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to hook you up with a gift card to dine over at Fleming's Prime Steakhouse,
mm-hmm.
where you can take advantage of their curbside to go service. So you have a dinner and a movie at home.
I love it.
Carla, the contest is what? The answer is always
C or pasta.
Or pasta.
Yes.
All right. Now the...
Don't give it away.
Okay, no. We're going to put the phone lines on hold right now, get through news, weather, and traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And then as we get through that, we'll take them off hold. Look for caller number 9 at 702-739-9636. Yes. Once again, the game's called
yes,
The Answer Is Always C or...
Pasta.
Pasta.
Only telling you once.
Okay. All right, so...
Again.
You've got to get 3 out of 3. So, good luck. We have Craig on the phone. He's ready to play. The answer's always C or...
Pasta.
Pasta. 3 out of 3, Craig, and you're a big winner. Here we go. Question number 1.
Craig, Linguini is A, an opera singer, B, a race car, or C, a pasta?
Oh, man. C, I think.
Yeah. Pasta, good job.
Yes.
Good job.
All right, number 2.
Cavatelli is A, a dance, B, Baby Yoda's real name, or C, a pasta?
I thought I saw that on Dancing with the Stars. No, I think it's pasta.
Yes, C, yes.
You are right.
All right, number 3.
Final question. Rigatoni, or Riggy, is A, the nickname for Reginald, B, a wine, or C, a pasta?
Possibly in England. It's pasta.
Yes.
Good job. Way to go. Came through.
3 out of 3. A little shaky at the beginning, but you did it.
I got to catch my breath.
Take a second there. You got the Blu-ray DVD package of 1917, the movie, plus that digital download. Thanks to Vegas film critic Jeff Howard for that. Also, we're going to hook you up a $100 gift card to Fleming's Prime Steakhouse. Take advantage of the curbside to-go service there so you can have dinner and a movie in the privacy of your very own home. Craig, hang on the phone. We'll tell you how to pick up everything. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Hey, wake up! It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, hope you've been practicing. How many times can you say 96.3 KKLZ? Within 10 seconds with the Mike and Carla Morning Show. A little bit later on this morning at about 8:40, we'll do that. Details in minutes, 7:10. It is Tuesday morning, and with everything going virtual, something that hopefully you along can help us out and wrap your arms around this. Susan G. Komen's.
Oh, please do.
Virtual More Than Pink Walk. This is happening Saturday, September 26th, 9 to 11 in the morning, just a couple of hours.
Yes.
There's a couple of ways you can go. Join Team Mike and Carla, join our team, form your own team, or just make a donation in the name of somebody you know affected by breast cancer.
Absolutely.
And if you want more information on how you can help us out, tap the free KKLZ app or go to 96.3kklz.com. We are really looking forward to that.
Yeah,
and
we
being
are.
That it's one of the biggest walks in Las Vegas this year, like everything else, you have to go virtual.
Yes. Yeah, you do. Biggest, one of the biggest walks and causes in the country, that's for sure. So please join us.
And the easy thing is you don't even have to leave home.
No. No, you can walk in place if you want. Right on
right
your
there.
Couch. Morty, be careful. Don't fall.
Right.
Jeez.
Move squish to the
that's
side.
Right.
Or something. But we're looking forward to it. So sunshine, a little hazy out there, as you said. Probably people in California going, you want haze.
Yes. Yeah,
but
I
it's going to be
exactly.
a little smoky this morning. 99, the high, 102 tomorrow. Plenty of sunshine. Hopefully that'll blow out. 75 now.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Now listen, I tell you this just so you'll be aware. Some research shows now that Americans with COVID were twice as likely to have eaten inside at a restaurant recently. So please be careful and do be vigilant as you are out there, okay? Now cases have fallen in other regions, but there's a pretty big surge in the Midwest for some reason. So I don't know. But they're also just, you know, getting into MySpace and putting their jeggings on and their jorts as well. So anyhow...
Okay.
Top signs you're a bad driver. Do you fit into these? Excessive speeding, cutting people off, tailgating, constant road rage, using your horn too much, and not using your turn signals. Classic signs.
Well, speeding. You know what? Based on that, I'm not a bad driver.
No speeding, no cutting people off, tailgating, yelling.
Yeah, well, that's that we call drafting.
Using... Yeah,
that's
you
drafting.
Call it drafting. Yes, that's right.
To get
that's
better gas mileage.
Yeah, that's it. Sure, that's it.
I can't remember the last time I used my horn.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, I stopped a couple people from hitting each other yesterday, and then one of them, of course, flipped
yesterday.
Me off. So that's
Yeah, and I got that too.
Yeah. What? Okay. I hate.
They people. Should have different levels of
we've
horn.
Said before there should be a little move out of the way, a little
right.
hey,
or and what the hell are you thinking?
Yeah, and then the big finger.
Yeah.
Horn.
Here's what you do: you go and you pull the caps off your horn.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
there
evil.
You go.
That's pretty evil right there.
Wow.
Yeah, that's evil. And two foods that people love have gotten together and had a little baby. It's the Reese's peanut butter cup that's stuffed with pieces of potato chips. So there you go. And they're going to be on sale very soon. Now, an Instagram junk foodie tried them and said they're really good if you like things salty. Because peanut butter salty, you got chips in there.
Yeah.
Morty, now Reese's has a white chocolate version, too. Oh. So, yeah.
Can you eat white chocolate?
I can.
It's vanilla, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's really just vanilla.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. I love when people do. It's white chocolate. No, it's vanilla, okay? Just so you know. No, it's white chocolate. There's not.
There's no such thing.
No,
it's not tailgating, it's
cocoa,
drafting.
Yes, or cacao is
right.
not. It's not what?
Cocoa.
Cocoa, yes, exactly. No, it's white chalk. They said it was white chalk. Okay, you go ahead then. I won't even say your name, Karen. Right. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, exactly. I know all the Karens out there just turned on me.
Yeah.
Oh, I take it back. I take it
They're
back.
They're putting their horn cap
yes,
back
they
on.
Are. Yes, that's exactly it. You know what? It is Tuesday. Few things you should know. Sponsored by Sam and Ash. What's right?
Carla, would you end a relationship because you don't like the same foods? Says here, one out of seven people say they'd end a relationship, even one that had real potential.
Yeah.
If the other person didn't like the same foods as them.
No, I wouldn't. I mean, geez, I would hope we could get along. I there's so many reasons I'd end a relationship, but not that one.
The survey also found that 30% of people say food is more important to them than sex.
Oh, dear God. Oh, what is wrong with you people? Wow. Oh, Morty. God, what are we going to do with you?
Pizza?
What are we going to do with you?
Pizza? Pizza?
How many people
you
are with
you? You could do both,
you
know.
Probably yeah. could. Yeah. You very well should. How many people are in that relationship where you have that, you know, you're just opposite?
Yeah.
But you still get along to a point.
Right.
Or I'm like you. I can't imagine breaking up with somebody that, you know, well, they just like different foods.
Right.
And I couldn't take it anymore.
I mean, I could get if there were such restrictions. I don't know, honestly, if I could date someone with like a major league food allergy. I mean, like where, you know,
that
would
be
kill
tough.
Them. It's like, I can't be responsible. I can't do that. I cannot do that. I have a friend who did that, but their first date was like, the person almost died.
Yeah, you don't want that on your shoulders.
No, I couldn't do
or
that.
Or on your conscience.
No, I will, if you have different food likes and dislikes, that's fine. Now, if I have to protect you from death because you can't eat a peanut, I don't know if I can do that. I'm sorry.
I've already told Jody, you can't rely on me.
Yes, exactly.
As we get older.
I'm sorry.
Depending on what you go through or I even go through.
Why are you choking? What is he? Oh, I forgot. I'm so sorry. Can't have nuts.
702-739-9636. Like you, Carla, I can't imagine breaking up with somebody just because they like one food or another food and you don't. But there are couples that are together that have different likes or dislikes of different foods.
Right. What say you, foodie, Morty?
Sushi.
Yeah.
Okay. If the person doesn't like sushi.
I've been through it.
But you, okay, yeah, I don't, Mike and I have discussed.
Is that what you're saying? If somebody doesn't like sushi?
Well, it's like raw fish. Like, I grew up eating it, and
I mean,
I love
if somebody doesn't like it, that's a deal breaker?
I've dated someone who's like, oh, why are we going to eat sushi?
Yeah.
It's raw fish. It's disgusting. Why do you like it?
So right there, you just go,
love the cooked fish.
3 months later, it didn't work.
Leave the raw fish in the pool.
But
so
guess who would eat sushi?
All right, 702-739-9636. Are you in the same boat with Morty? You find somebody, you think, oh, this person is just so right.
Yes.
I'm sorry, you're ordering what?
I know.
No,
I know.
Check. All right, text or call. We'd love to hear from you. Queen, David Bowie, Pressure.
Are you ready for more?
Gets me going in the morning.
The best morning soundtrack.
Good morning. The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back on 96.3 KKLC.
A little over an hour from now, say it and win. A chance for you to win some free play over at the Silverton Casino Hotel and qualify for that grand prize, a family of four getaway to Kanab, courtesy of the Kane County Office of Tourism. 7:36, Mike and Carla Morning Show. Just asking, have you ever broken off a relationship because they don't like the same foods as you?
Right.
One out of seven people have done it. They said, yeah. And I thought we were going to go all the way. I thought this was the right person, but it came out that he or she didn't like this or that like I do, and I couldn't take it.
It's very interesting. I've gotten some texts and messages. Now, one of our listeners said, I can't deal with picky eaters. You know what? Why don't you try it? Because you just might like it. Linda said, my husband and I have been married for almost 40 years, and we have a lot of foods we disagree on. But just agreeing on what's for dinner is a pain in the butt, usually. But he's more important than what I have for dinner, at least most of the time.
Most of the time. Jody will do that to me. She'll fix or order a dish. And right. I'm very meat and potatoes. I don't right. stray a lot.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah.
Some people say, you know, well, you're very picky. No, I just know what I like, and right. I like to stick with that. But right. she'll go, here, try this.
Right.
No, thank you. No, try it. I have
it.
Food in my mouth. No, thank you. No. Just try it.
Yes, please.
Have you ever tried it before? Yes. No, you haven't. You're lying. Fine. Put it on my plate.
Try it. Well, somebody else wrote and said, Morty, shame on you. I think we know why you're not married. You must allow people to not like sushi.
No, I had no problem with her not liking it. It was her telling me that I had bad taste and wanting it.
Wow. Well,
that's
with,
even
I'm
worse.
With you, yeah. aren't I? Jeez. No,
exactly. She's like, clearly, I do have bad taste.
That's the retort for that one.
And yeah, that was what was the issue.
I'm
too funny.
The same way.
Yeah.
I understand you don't like what I don't like.
Right.
Don't keep telling me
but, yeah.
that, oh, I can't believe you still like that. Or I
yeah,
like
right.
Blah, blah,
right.
Blah. All right.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Helps inspire me for the day.
The best mornings every day.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, a little bit later on, next half hour, a round of Say It and Win. Make sure you're listening for that. 8:08, Mike and Carla Morning Show. By the way, details on Say It and Win in just a few from last hour. We're still getting texts from people talking about those foods that you might like, but the better half might not.
Yeah, it was just that. Have you broken up, you know, because of the foods that you and the other one disagree on?
Specifically targeting Morty.
Well, yeah. Now, somebody did write, I can't stand ignorant people who won't try just one bite of something they've never even had before because they think it just doesn't sound good. I usually have to end up getting mad at my fiancé for him to try something new while I'm eating it. Recently, he tried sushi after 2 years. He loves it. Loves it now.
See?
And Tamara said, Morty, if things don't work out between my husband and I, you and I may have a future.
Oh,
I love sushi.
I'll just see Morty on the side then.
Yeah, there you go. Sushi dates, right?
Sushi dates.
When they charge by the hour, uh-huh. which is awesome. Are you that guy?
Expensive.
I know. But if you like sushi, that seems to be the way to go.
Oh, you can
know?
Eat?
Yeah.
Ace.
Yeah. Yep, all you
Jody,
can do, that's right.
I couldn't remember what it was. Jody was would fix, it was yams or rutabaga.
Rutabaga?
Yeah.
Who even makes rutabaga?
Jody,
anymore?
My wife
wow.
Jody. She makes
okay.
it for Thanksgiving. And
okay, rutabaga?
Yeah. She loves it. Her and her daughter love it.
Rutabaga. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you guys do a rhubarb pie after that, too?
No, I don't think so.
No?
No.
Rutabaga. Wow. Mm-hmm. And a little Swiss chard?
Yes.
Jody,
I
you
guess,
do a little
I don't
Swiss
know.
Chard with that? That's old school, rutabaga.
I stay away from it.
Rutabaga.
I haven't even tried
now,
it.
I'm going to
yes,
tell
I
you
have.
Right now, half our listeners don't even know what you're talking about.
Or where to buy it.
Who, Rutabaga?
I have to just Google it. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, so. Yes. Yes,
I
exactly.
thought it was like a camper or something.
Is she an actress? No.
Do you have any rutabaga?
Rutabaga?
Yeah.
No. Rutabaga.
It's not the guy that sang.
You're talking Lubega. Mambo number five.
Yes.
No,
not. Ruta, his brother, Rutabaga.
Yes, Rutabaga. What?
Okay.
Is that a car? What is that?
Sunshine, hazy today. High in the upper 90s, low 100s tomorrow. Should be nice.
Turnips, too. That's great.
81. Let's get it done. Some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Oh, my gosh. Mambo number five. That virtual table read of Fast Times at Ridgemont High happens Thursday night. Now, it is for charity. I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago. The read will consist of an hour of scenes from the movie featuring original director Amy Heckerling, writer Cameron Crowe, and a cast. It's not necessarily the cast of the movie. It's people reading the you know, scenes from the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Sean Penn will be doing it. Jennifer Aniston, Morgan Freeman, Henry Golding, Jimmy Kimmel, Shia LaBeouf, all sorts of people. Ray Liotta, Matthew McConaughey.
Wow.
Brad Pitt, Julia Roberts, and Jennifer Aniston. And people are losing their ever-loving poop over that because it's like, oh, there's a reunion. They're not going to be together. They're just reading scenes
okay.
in this thing. That should be kind of interesting, actually, to watch. Now, on Sunday, NFL coaches were seen either not wearing their masks or wearing them incorrectly. So yesterday, the league said, accountability measures will be imposed against anyone who violates the mask rule. You know what? Boy. You guys got to do it. Everybody else has to do it. So you're going to be in trouble. I don't know what that means. I'm sure, you know, they'll go by and just snap their mask on them. They're like,
well, here's the thing.
Like,
you know,
mom used to do.
In baseball and football, they're always covering their mouth so the other team can't read their lips.
Right, right.
So just wear the mask.
You'd think you'd want to wear a mask
exactly.
in one way.
Exactly.
The city coach is wearing the face shield.
Yes, yeah.
And it kept fogging up. So
that's
people
funny.
Were photoshopping the plays with the fog on his mask.
Oh, man, yeah.
Looked like he was ready to weld something.
Yes, exactly. Oh, man. And, well, some sad news, I guess. Kanye West refusing to release any more music.
Oh, that's too bad.
He's mad at Sony and Universal. Until that contract expires, he's not going to release any new music. Hold him to it, please, Sony and Universal, please. He also says, and I'm not joking, that he is the new Moses, so...
Oh, so he moved to Moses now?
So there's that. Well, you know, he walked on water a few weeks ago, which was just a platform in the water. But so he's the new. I don't even know where to. What world do we live in where Kanye West is Moses? That is just wow. Okay.
Well, he proclaims to be Moses.
Yes,
I don't know if he really is.
See, there are a lot of people who, if he says he is, then he is.
You could be Mary. I could be Joseph.
Yes, exactly.
And look at our little baby Jesus over here mourning.
Look at that. Don't touch that bush. Oh, man. Oh, that is my take for now. It's all sponsored by D.R. Horton, America's builder and equal housing opportunity builder.
Since we've been talking about food, and I think we brought this up last week or a couple of weeks ago about ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Ice cream shops in Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
We're not talking about chains or stuff like that.
Right.
But just individual
stores.
We
were talking about, like, local ones.
Right.
You know,
Well, now on our website, check this out. They've done a game of cones.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking for the best place to grab ice cream. You know, it's still nice out.
Right. You darn right it is.
16 places looking to be number one. It's a bracket system. So you go on and vote. And every once in a while, you go back and you vote again. So if you want to vote for your favorite place.
Right now. Yeah.
At 96.3kklz.com. Game of cones.
I love it. I like this.
Did you see the picture?
This is, yeah.
I know the show's been over for a while, but
what?
That was a nice play on words.
Yes, I know. No, I like that. I like that.
Let's
see here.
I was looking for my theme.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay. Oh, there we go. There. Yes. There
Game of
we
cones.
Go. Leave that on. Yes. Yeah, I'm looking.
Did you look at the bracket?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm looking. I got to vote, though. I got to get. Oh, boy. Huh. Wow, these are tough. These are tough, man. Okay.
It's the Sweet 16. So vote for your favorite place.
Man, yeah, okay. Wow. Oh, good luck.
Just go to 96.3kklz.com or tap the free KKLZ app to check out the Game of Cones. All right. Here we go. A round of Say It and Win.
Okay.
How many times can you say it and win? 96.3 KKLZ in 10 seconds. Ninth caller. 702-739-9636. You got to be over 21 to play. Carla, we have Glenn on the phone, and he's ready to play Say It and Win. Glenn, every time you say 96.3 KKLZ within 10 seconds, you get $10 in free play at the Silverton Casino Hotel and automatically qualify for the grand prize, that 3-day, 2-night family, 4 getaway to Kanab, courtesy of the Kane County Office of Tourism. Are you ready?
Well, let's do this.
Here we go. Start the clock in 3, 2, 1, go.
96.3 KKLZ.
All right, let's check the tote. 8.
Nice, man. Really nice.
All right. right. Thank you guys so much.
Glenn, you add that up. That's $80 in free play at the Silverton Casino Hotel. And we already have you in. Qualified to win that grand prize, courtesy of the Kane County Office of Tourism. That includes a 3-day, 2-night stay at the new Timber and Tin Vacation Rental up there in Kanab. A guided tour to Peekaboo with Coral Cliffs Tours. And dinner for four at Houston's. Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick up everything. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you, guys. You guys are awesome.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Well, now you can add chicken walking to the list of lame excuses students have to use for being late to online classes.
Yeah.
Somebody shot video of their computer screen showing the class, and they zero in on the student's written excuse. Here's audio of that.
Make sure your video's on.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so you said you're walking your chicken?
Yes, ma'am.
That's why she's late.
Yeah.
And in the beginning, you can hear the chicken. Listen closely.
Make sure your video's on.
There.
Yeah.
There it is. So.
Oh, that's, yeah.
I was walking my chicken.
I know. I don't answer my phone a lot because I'm walking my chicken, too. Anyhow.
I'll go on. Guy in Japan stole a thong that was hanging to dry from a balcony a few weeks ago.
Okay.
But he didn't realize it was a man's thong.
Oh, okay.
The cops eventually tracked the thief down using security footage. Well, they arrested him, and you can imagine his reaction when they found out it was he had stolen men's underwear.
Yeah, no, I can't imagine his reaction, actually. Jeez.
Well, that's a bummer.
Was he trying? Was it okay? All right. A little fetish? Is that what we're talking about?
Well,
maybe?
I'm sure he thought it was female thong.
Yeah, I
but,
guess so. Well, there's a
isn't
big
there a
difference.
Little difference?
But yeah, big difference. There really is. There is. Yes.
Whose face for is comfort. The Tiger King? Or
Tiger King, yes.
Was on the front.
That's right. Sold them all. Sold them all from prison. Oh, man. Listen, guy in France. Marty, I think you have one of these, or maybe something similar. Uh-oh. Well, he tried to kill a fly with one of those racket-style electric fly swatters.
Oh, yeah.
You have one? Yeah. Well, he didn't realize there was a gas can nearby that leaking. Poof. When it zapped. His whole house went up in flames. Destroyed most of the house. He's going to be okay, but no house because he was trying to kill a fly.
How's
a
the fly?
Fly. Yeah. Well, you know, I'm sure in all of that, he probably heard that oh, man. And this is serious. An 18-year-old black bear at the zoo in Alabama in Montgomery.
Oh, boy.
He underwent 3 root canals at the same time.
Oh, geez.
Yum Yum was sedated for 3 hours and is expected to make a full recovery.
Oh,
so his teeth are good now.
Chompers are good.
He can go back to stealing food, whatever he does. Yum Yum, way to go.
How much anxiety must you have to hope that the anesthesia doesn't wear off?
A dentist for a black bear? Is that what you're saying? Yeah, I'm thinking.
He's still all right.
All right, I don't want to do this.
And
why,
do you put the black bear in the chair, or do you just lay him down?
Well, maybe you put him in the chair and just tip it back.
Okay.
And then talk to him.
I hate it when they talk. They try and talk to you at the dentist.
How you doing?
And hold a conversation when your mouth is wide open.
Yeah. How's your day going, Yum Yum? You doing okay? Yeah, it is Tuesday, your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call
Something Good.
Do it at the end of every show. A little bit of good news to hopefully start your day off on a positive note. This is such a great story. An electrician in Massachusetts. His name is John Kinney. He showed up at 72-year-old. This woman's house, she needed a light fixed. Well, he saw that her whole home was in disrepair. It was awful. So he just started fixing stuff for free. And then other people offered to help. Listen to this.
We got the lights back on, and that's when we kind of seen that there was a lot of other repairs in there that could be done.
on.
Yeah. Basically, she was stuck with just a trickle of water. And after a day working with John, we got the plumbing usable.
I couldn't possibly afford to pay for this kind of help. I am so grateful.
In the last month, they replaced all the electrical, the plumbing, the windows, and a whole lot more. Now, people have donated now to help her out and to help them out.
Mm-hmm.
Almost $100,000 to help pay for all of it.
Wow.
Yes, I know. So good. At least they're not going to be totally out of pocket. And good for them. That is crazy.
See, there are people
love
like
it.
That.
Oh, I love that. Yes. And if you didn't know, they were from Massachusetts.
No, I didn't. Oh,
I know.
God.
Could you tell? We saw our light one day went working and we got right. in there to fix the light.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't possibly afford to pay for this kind of help. I am so grateful.
Yeah.
Well, I love it.
Very sweet.
So cool.
If you have a feel-good story, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com or a local feel-good story. Dial us up, 702-739-9636. We'd love to hear from you. 9:38, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. Wendy Rush going to keep you company throughout the remainder of the afternoon. Recapping the show, Dave Grohl's new song that he wrote.
I love that.
This challenge he has with this 10-year-old Nandy going on.
Yes.
And the ball was in his court, so he wrote a song with his two daughters singing backup.
Yeah.
And it rocks. We'll put it on our morning show page.
Love it.
Foods that break up relationships. See? Sushi. Right, Morty?
Mm-hmm.
Broke you up.
Oh, man.
And it wasn't the fact that she didn't like sushi.
Oh, you
she just kept banging on you. Like, how could you eat sushi?
Yeah. Right.
Oh, after
live
a while.
On an island your entire life.
Work with a couple of women.
And we gave you the list of what marks you as a bad driver.
Yeah. Yeah, tailgating.
Drafting.
Yeah, well, yes.
Okay.
Now, there's tailgating and there's drafting.
Oh, I
but
see.
Yeah,
okay.
Yes.
We should post that list on the Facebook page to see how many people will look at it and go, ooh, ooh, oh, no.
Might be me.
Yeah. All right, listen, that about does it for us. Thank you for sticking around. On National Thank You Day, we thank you for listening each and every morning. Do have a great day. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other. We're back tomorrow morning, bright and early at 5 a.m.
Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.